Hello, I'm Howard Kane, and welcome once again to Manx Radio's bloopers programme for 2025. A compilation of all our cock-ups, mistakes, gaffes, tongue-tied presenters, presenters who just lost, technical problems, and generally just shit broadcasting. The majority of these were actually broadcast, though some were skillfully executed by presenters who were recording programmes or links and suffering from that tricky juxtaposition of getting their brains to coordinate with their mouths. Given Manx Radio's reputation among a sizeable portion of the population, you would think this programme should be at least 3 hours, but in actual fact, it's less than half an hour, which is a surprise to everyone, particularly those who work here. With that in mind, as is always the case with these programmes, the less time I prattle on doing the links and trying to be funny but generally just annoying people who really are only here to hear the gaffes, the more time there actually is to play them. That said, I've got to make sure the links take up at least 4 minutes 28 seconds, so I do need to say a bit more. Like in this first section where we hear local democracy reporter Emma Draper showing just why she's known as the Fiona Bruce of the North, Andy has an interesting suggestion regarding a Ramsey High School student and the Treasury Minister, and Beth starts with one of her ever-popular Freudian slips.
Somebody wants to be massively filled in. Oh, no, that's not this head. I don't... Oh, dear. That's not helped by Christy's face now, honestly. Right, that's it. I'm not doing any more comments. Christy's next. Andy will be back soon, please God. Oh, thank you very much anyway. Bye.
Anybody know who the Chief Minister is? Connell.
Yeah, Alfred Cannon. You mentioned Alex Allison, Treasury Minister. He was actually my doctor when I was born, or my mum's doctor, I should say, before he was more into the politics.
Right.
So I always find that quite interesting.
So he's responsible for you?
He's what made me the interesting person I am, I suppose.
Okay.
Oh, this is really weird. Okay. Hello, I'm local democracy reporter Emma Draper, and by now you've probably heard and seen stories about the upcoming local authority elections in April. I don't know.
One listener's been on to say, wow, the noise from Chanel's back door sounds terrifying.
Hello, I'm local democracy reporter Emma Draper. And by now, no, I didn't say my name clearly enough.
Which was funny, because there's always one, isn't there? But yeah, it was a mild panic. Oh, sorry, that's my dog.
Hello, I'm local democracy reporter Emma Draper. And by now, you've probably heard and seen stories about the upcoming local authority elections in April. No.
Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
This is... Hello? I'm not sure if you can hear me. Hello? I can't hear myself. That's not a good idea, is it?
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double...
So, why would anyone want to stand for the role and why should we care about them? Well, the good news for anyone with those questions is you're about to find out. I've spoken to a few people with the answers, and we'll start with... Shit, who do I want to start with?
But anyway, the floor's yours, and Robert's first with us today. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Rob.
I've spoken to a few people with the answers, and we'll start by hearing from Council... No.
We would urge every member to have their say, as they can help shape the future of nursing pay on the island.
Siobhan Refletching... Fletching? That's a new term.
How are we going to get rid of that? Hang on a minute, let's see if I try that. Does that work? Does that help at all?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
No, that's not worked.
After a period of huge...
Oh, I think there might be a little bit of tossing on Christie's show later.
I think so, yes. I think the annual contest will be taking part.
We condemn our students for matters that are not within our control... Balls.
Government has engaged specialist private contractors to help continue the clear-up from Storm Dara. Charles Harrison is an arboricultural officer.
Damn, damn, damn.
I did say we were going to ask the post office about what Mark called in about the savings stamps. We have been in touch with them and we can tell you that the sale of savings stamps is being stopped, but they can be redeemed forever.
Thank the Lord. She actually knew what it meant, or we could have been there for ages. In the second little package of joy, the Madonna of the countryside, Kerry Kermode, starts by getting a clear answer to a clear question at this year's Young Farmers Concert. And gets personal with Clarkie's preference for extras at the masseurs. While Manonline regular Robert has a pressing issue to be aired on the daily Moaning Line. And at least it wasn't a moan for once.
I'm led to believe it was very, very close here at the concert this year.
Second place, please. Yeah, well, everyone's done well, and
Glenn Faber and Peel MHK Kate Lord Brennan pressed the minister for more details. Sorry, not sure what's happening with that clip there. Moving on.
Let's find out what Neil, I think it's the healthcare levy Neil wants to talk about. Right, why am I clicking that button and nothing's happening? Oh, there you are. Are you there, Neil?
Secretary of the Federation of Young Farmers, Bryony Neil, says it's a very exciting time, but it's also a very busy time. Oh, none of my clips are working. Moving on, then.
That itself is worth £110.
Goodness. Have you ever had a massage?
Yeah, I had one last week.
Down there?
No.
No.
No, no, in Ramsey.
Text, email, call and WhatsApp. Oh, and here's Francis with us now. Hi, Francis.
Oh, for f***ing sake.
Oh, I do apologise. Thanks for calling today.
In international news, large crowds have gathered in the area. These people are asking plenty of questions. Moving on.
Alfred Cannon has been in Westminster this week to meet with...
Robert's on now. Hi, Robert.
Hi, a bit of a square wheels connection here, unfortunately. I'm just on a bus, so bear with me a second.
Right,
but
okay.
I was just wondering, is there any Laffey Jam... but they still do the parish churches and things like that, given away at the fairs.
What jam is that again?
Well, it's a type of strawberry jam, I believe.
Right.
It comes from the south of the island.
Right.
It's very good at what it does. But I mean, you could buy loads of it. You could buy, £1,028 if you wanted
to. And we're wondering who's selling it then.
Well, I imagine you can get it from the stores. They used to sell them at Safeway, didn't they? But they don't do it anymore.
And Brenda, how is the Lonnon and Lexi Allotment Association going from strength to strength?
I don't know. I'm
sure Douglas.
Let's see how we're sounding level-wise. So, Susie, you want to go first?
I'm Susie Walker. I'm the Arts Development Manager. No, I'm not. That's James
Jones.
I don't know. You know who you are, not what you are.
Alfred Cannon confirmed. Ooh, squeaky.
Well, that concludes the result from here in Peel, Rihanna. Rihanna, just don't know why I called you Rihanna, but let's go with it.
Amongst the findings from the Energy Saving Trust in the UK, overfilling your kettle could cost you an extra £12 a year, whilst... Sorry, the script seems to cut off there.
On DAB online, on smart devices and on FM radio from Douglas Isle of Man, Shaw Radio Vannin, this is Budgie Smugglers FM.
Hello.
Hi, John. It's Christian from Manx Radio again.
Oh, it's you, is it? Yes.
All righty. I can hear
Who's
how
your
you...
your favourite politician, Christian?
Say again?
Who's your favourite politician?
Douglas North, MHK, John Wannenberg.
Douglas North. I am impressed. For someone who's not from the parliamentary, no one's from Douglas North. That is impressive. That's the first time I've been impressed by you, this conversation. Or the last.
It's out. My goosey gander is out, as it were.
I think we'll just leave that there, shall we? Should.
But I know where all politicians, their constituencies are.
Do you?
Yeah, test me.
Andrew Smith.
Cough.
Andrew Smith.
Cough.
Michelle Hayward.
Russian.
Lawrence Skelly.
Well, he's not an MHK.
No, I know he's not.
So he doesn't have a constituency.
So where did he represent?
I actually don't know, but he was a Minister for
there
Home Affairs.
There you go. You see, three in and you don't know.
I do like Christian's confidence in challenging Mr. Wannenberg, who seemed to enter into the spirit of things with his wonderfully laconic and slightly loose demeanour of cerebral superiority. There's a wonderful bit later on in the conversation, which we didn't actually hear, when he says, I like it. You're smart. Well, not smart, just logical. Great fun. Where are we heading next? Blooper pack A, B... Yeah, right, it's C. That's another few seconds gone. Now, here we hear an unconventional link into the news by Beth Bikechick. Sean proves life at Manx Radio definitely isn't a picnic. The perils of eating on air, as displayed beautifully by Chris Boyd. Betty thinks potty mouth. And our TT team. TT team, try saying that after a few sherbets, demonstrate their skill with foreign names.
We'll start with a news round head-up. Oh, something like that, Siobhan. Just the news headlines, maybe.
Faster, my Beth. Members of the public are being urged to avoid the area around the Scarlet Visitors Centre in the south of the island. It's as crews from the Isle of Man Fire and Rescue Service are currently dealing with an incident there. More details will be made available when those details become available.
That's about it for this week. I'll be back next week, of course. That's about it this week. I'll be back next week, of course, when we'll...
Nathan, what a race. You went off the line like a scolded cat.
Yeah, my dad doesn't normally say it, but he said go like...
Flight AI-171 was heading for Gatwick from Ahmedabad.
Hello. I tell you what, I'm going to start that again.
Speaking of depression, let's have a look at the weather. Any guesses? Rain, that's all you need to know, really, unless you're interested in coastal mist, fog and high winds. Suffice to say, you can stick your picnic set. I cannot say picnic. This is a revelation.
There are a few roadworks to be aware of across the island this week. Beth Espy has the details. Or maybe she doesn't.
Suffice to say, you can stick your picnic set. How? How is this a thing? Picnic set.
At 109.002, quickly let's hear from Michael Rees, who's with Carolyn.
He's not with me. I don't know where he is, actually.
Any guesses? Rain, that's all you need to know, really, unless you're interested in coastal mist, fog and high winds. Suffice to say, you can stick your picnic... You are getting IM1 and blooper material out of me here. I'm so generous. Oh, God.
Where is that going to go?
Wherever she wants to put it.
Any guesses? Rain, that's all you need to know, really, unless you're interested in coastal mist, fog and high winds. Suffice to say, you can stick your picnic...
He's disappeared behind the cloud for a moment. He'll be okay. He'll go back through. He'll break back through. Should have a lottery game, see where he's going to come out. But he will break out in a moment. Okay, actually, I'm just being told that is the end of the display. He's pulled up.
Right, so there we go. Dave Molyneux is off on his lap with the Traveller Marshal out. He'll be heading his way down to Quarterbridge. We'll hand back up to Chris Boyd for a sec.
Thank you very much. Yeah, glorious sight away here. I just did grab a tiny little mouthful of cake there. That was my mistake. Never mind. So these guys are away. Just a reminder of the schedule.
John, I'll take it back, buddy. You finish your cake, mate. You finish your cake, yeah.
He sometimes tells us some interesting facts, but in general, he sounds like an arrogant PR. I won't continue the word, or I would be banned, but it has five letters.
The Isle of Man isn't a hotbed for organised crime, but criminals are taking greater risks to bring drugs here.
There she goes. She's away there now for Tim. He's such an effluent character as Tim.
Trevor Cowan, you are a serial Tim Walz petitioner. You have a rather large number of papers in your hand.
Well, what a performance. 99.646 was his fastest lap on lap four. But Craig Sitsipek is our race winner.
Yeah, Craig Sitsipek has been in here for a little while now. Craig, now then, let's put your name to bed. Craig?
Stupek.
Skipek.
Stupek.
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 Close enough for me. Well done, mate.
Thank you. Sitsipek. And Sitsipek, we'll have to get that right at some point.
The normally is a light blue colour when you come on the on air, but it's actually a dark green.
I don't even want to dwell on what political commentator Phil Gorm was getting up to in the Tilmwood booth. Though if I were him, I would be more than slightly concerned all was well. Onwards and downwards, particularly for Phil, I think. This next package does feature me getting into one of those loops where your mouth just keep saying the same thing, even though it's actually wrong, Beth demonstrates the maturity of character, which has driven her rapidly into the upper echelons of Manx Radio Management. And we get an intimate look into the inner workings of the BBC Local Democracy Service and their attention to detail when it comes to recording voice reports.
You said you've been here a few years now, and the Manx Wildlife Trust, I suppose it's got a lot of area to cover on the Isle of Man, different areas.
He built a prototype which he patented...
Hello and welcome to this special Island Life programme, which is called... No, I forgot what it's called.
He made a prototype which he patented. He made a prototype which he patented.
Or injection of a substance, the removal of tissues, cells or fluids from the body, the use of equipment in order to examine cells, tissues and other bodily fluids, or the I was doing so well. I'm so sorry.
He made a prototype which he patented.
And the professional boxer Matthew Rennie is hopeful he's in with a shot of another title. We'll have all that plus keeping up to date with the traffic and the travel and the weather as well. And we'll also keep an eye on anything that's happening coming up with anything, really. So that's it.
He made a prototype which he patented.
Oh my god. Can you tell them to stop? Oh, Dad? Dad? Can you tell them to stop? I've got it to work.
Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant.
Can I go? Thanks. Okay. Okay. The commissioners are looking to replace streetlights at Camlock Close, the Business Park, Cronkbourne Village, Tremode Woods, Glen Hill, Millennium Close, Cronkrynick, Ballinowen, Lurgie Crippety and the Downs. Is she hoovering?
Strange things, isn't it? And it's such a crazy world of birds in a way, isn't it?
So nice and tight. Whoa.
Did you get down to Craignish on Saturday for the Hopchinoo Festival? Well, if you still need to get a moot and you've got a tiny turnip lover... Does that make sense? It's the Tiny Turnips Festival on Wednesday at Craignish. H will have that for a blooper.
Is the window open? Can you close it? Please. Okay. Oh, no. Yeah, okay. The commissioners are looking to replace streetlights at Camlock Close, the Business Park, Cronkbourne Village, Tremode Woods, Glen Hill, Millennium Close, Cronkrynick, Ballinowen, Lurgie Crippety and the Downs. Right, that was really unhelpful.
And a US tech executive has resigned days after he was seen embracing a colleague at a Coldplay concert. Andy Byron appeared on giant screens during the gig in Boston on Wednesday. Astronomer says its leaders are expected to set high standards in conduct and accountability.
The commissioners are looking to replace streetlights at Camlock Close, the Business Park, Cronkbourne Village, Tremode Woods, Glen Hill, Millennium Close, Cronkrynick, Ballinowen, Lurgie Crippety and the Downs. What is that? Dad, what is that? God's sake.
That's the weather. The news this afternoon. That's the weather. No, this is the weather. Largely cloudy, showery at breaks of rain at times, light to moderate winds and maximum temperatures of 20 Celsius.
Right. I'm not being funny, but can you guys just sit down for 5 minutes? All I can hear is creaking and, like, please, just 5 minutes. Just sit in one place, please. Just 5 minutes in one place, please. Honestly. Right.
It's little wonder. The BBC is the world-renowned institution it is. Of course, I edited that a bit to make it sound a little bit more like what I wanted in the best of BBC traditions. How am I doing for time before I get to the last package? Another minute. Right. In that case, I can tell you that this last package is scraping the barrel, if that's possible, when it comes to being shite, as you're already down there already, one would think. Anyway, in this last little collection, another Man in Line regular, Chris Robertshaw Hotels, has that horrible feeling you get on air when you know roughly what the word you're after is, but not how to say it. Robert is back on one of his favourite egg-based themes. Emma, still keeping up a running commentary on errors. Chanel has an interesting take on an appeal for the Great North Air Ambulance Service.
And for people that don't know your dad, Debbie, John Teer from Bride, a very special man. He was also the captain of the parish up there.
No, my dad isn't. It's my brother.
And then one of them mentioned something called HVO. And the committee members asked, well, what's HVO? And that, they were then told, is hydrogenated. It's a vegetable oil anyway.
Oh, hydrogenated.
Hydrogenated, that's the word. Hydrogenated vegetable oil. Thanks, Andy.
Well, Michael Pemberton, congratulations. Another year, another win, but what a beautiful... What is it called? The single one.
Hi, how are you today?
Very happy. Well, the weather's a bit iffy, but it's supposed to get better.
Well, my question to you is, do we really need billionaires? Do we really need them?
Hey? I must declare an interest here, Robert. I must tell you something. I am not a billionaire.
Right.
So
okay.
I'd be safe if we don't need billionaires. Why don't you think we need billionaires, by the way?
But do you like omelettes?
Congratulations, Nigel. And yeah, you look after that. It's a massive item to polish.
Got plenty of room at home.
So, perfect. The gate had been put in place by the Department of Infrastructure at the... Oh, that moved. The chair moved. Okay, let's get comfy. The gate had been put in place by the Department of Infrastructure... No, I scratched my face. The Great North Air Ambulance Service, which covers the North East, Cumbria and the Isle of Man, has launched an urgent appeal to fund a virtual third helicopter. Sorry, a vital third helicopter.
Okay. The gate had been put in place by the Department of Infrastructure at the request of the British Shore Society... No. The gate had been put in place by the Department of Infrastructure at the request of the British Horse Society, Isle of Man. No, why did I say that like that?
Hello and welcome to Countryside here on Manx Radio. I'm Simon Clark.
And I'm Kerry Kermode. At the weekend, I went to a Manx event, the...
The what?
And there was a public meeting about works to... And there was a... The chair squeaked then. And there was a public meeting...
The star is known for films including Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and The Sting, plus Avengers, and more recently, Netflix's Our Souls at Night.
I'm not sure I've ever seen that Robert Redford film. Probably one of his lesser-known ones, which just bummed out. Never mind. That, as they say, is that for another year. I do hope you've enjoyed some, if not all, of our best efforts to get things wrong. Rest assured, we will be doing our best in 2026 to keep standards as low as possible. Apart from Emma, of course, who's clearly a stickler for detail. It only remains for me to thank all of my colleagues who happily allowed me to air their dirty laundry in public, as it were. Well, I say happy, I actually mean grudgingly compliant. And to be fair, a good few of them even willingly dobbed themselves in. Respect. Just a few seconds left. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and your new year is healthy. Also, of course, this programme brought you a few chuckles in the best Alan Partridge tradition. Bye.